The complex multi-step process involved in handling appeals by veterans who believe they were wrongfully denied benefits has been seeing a notable workload increase this year. Last year, VA's Board of Veterans Appeals saw 49,600 appeals. In 2013, it's already seen 37,000. It expects the number to climb to 54,000 this year and perhaps up to 100,000 by 4 years from now. And even today, veterans who appeal their decisions are waiting a very long time for an answer. The board's most recent report, covering fiscal year 2012, said it took an average of almost 3 years between the time a veteran submitted an appeal at a regional office and the time the board rendered a decision. And that's only the second step in the three-step process, the final one of which is the Federal Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims.
If a veteran subsequently appeals to the CAVC and the Federal Circuit, they might wait nearly twice as long.
That's Congressman Gus Bilirakis, who says he and fellow members on the House Veterans Affairs Committee were surprised to find out that while VA is now pushing all claims that are more than 2 years old to the front of the line for processing, that process doesn't include appeals of claims that were originally denied by VA. The department says it's not that simple. While the responsibility for processing new or supplemental claims lies entirely within a VA regional office, the long and winding appeals process involves several escalating steps and decision points veterans can pursue if their claim was denied at a lower level. First, at the regional office, then at the quasi-independent Board of Veterans Appeals, then at the fully independent Federal Appeals Court, each of which is required to review the claim from its starting point. Bruce Kasold is the court's chief judge.
I think it's a very complex issue on a system that has been developed rather piecemeal over a significant amount of time with judicial review over the last 24, 25 years. You have two de novo reviews down below. They take time. You have a reopening at any time of a claim. You have Q against old board decisions at any time. You have two then appeals of right at the judicial level. This is a system that allows a veteran many opportunities to submit additional evidence. And I'm not suggesting that that's wrong, but when you weigh that against time, you have to take that into consideration, it seems.
Kasold says Congress should establish a commission to weigh the due process opportunities the multi-step appeals process gives veterans against the amount of time it takes to reach a final verdict. Keith Wilson, the director of VA's regional office in Roanoke, Virginia, says the department's default position during any point in the appeals process is that veterans should be able to prove their case at any point, and that VA will err on the side of granting benefits rather than not.
Process by design is meant to try to grant benefits whenever possible for the veteran, and that's what we try hard to do. But that does lead to a complex process. It leads to a process where there are oftentimes circles in the process as you're going out and getting, for instance, additional evidence. Ultimately, that would be a good thing if we can grant benefits, but it does take a long time in the process.
Laura Eskenazi, the principal deputy vice chairman of the Board of Veterans Appeals, says there are several changes her board would like Congress to make to streamline the process.
I don't know that there's a silver bullet, but several of our legislative proposals are targeted towards efficiencies, particularly at the board level. One of them concerns changing or altering the requirement for the optional board hearing, allowing the board to default to scheduling through video, and then offer an in-person if the veteran requests the in-person hearing. That proposal has had some traction of late, and we're hopeful that that can move forward. We've also identified a proposal to alter the type of content in the board decision. As I stated in my opening statement, the decisions have become lengthy and complex, and if we could simplify the content, that could perhaps lead to some efficiencies without taking away from rights of veterans.
But Eskenazi says the appeals process has suffered from some of the same bottlenecks that have caused brand new claims to build up into a large backlog. Namely, most of the records that get transferred between various offices in the appeals process are still on paper. VA is rolling out its Veterans Benefits Management System to turn the original claims process into a paperless one. VBMS is just now coming online, though, for appeals, and so far it's only been used to handle 10 cases out of tens of thousands.
We've done our initial training in May, and we're in the process of ensuring that all of our staff have the necessary clearances through the IT officials to access that system. We have about a third of our staff with the access currently. We've also identified the top four programming requirements that we would like the VBMS team to focus on ensuring that we get in the 6.0 release. We're looking forward to getting our hands into the system. So far, we've only done a pilot with inactive appeals to kind of see what it looks like. So we're looking forward to working these active appeals to continue to refine our requirements. We're going to work them. We're going to take detailed notes on the effectiveness of the system and continue to work with the programming team to refine those requirements.
The officials who make up the appeals system say they see the large wave of new appeals coming as VA continues to clear out its backlog of original benefits claims and as a new generation of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans make use of the appeals process. Eskenazi says her board is aggressively hiring new attorneys to dig through new appeals. Casehold says his court is one of the busiest appellate courts in the federal system, but it now has a full complement of 9 judges for the first time in its history. Still, several lawmakers say at the level of VA's regional offices, they have significant concerns that appeals are being put on the back burner so the department can dig through its backlog of new claims and make itself look better on paper, since VA doesn't report to Congress how many of its appeal cases are backlogged at any given time. But Wilson, the Roanoke office's director, insisted the appeals aren't being given short shrift.
We're not interested in robbing Peter to pay Paul. We are not at all happy with the amount of time it takes to process an appeal. We're not at all happy with the amount of time it takes to process a claim. We are not letting this effort for the 2-year claims interfere with our ability to continue to work appeals. We have not peeled off any of the people from our appeals team or quality team to do those 2-year-old claims.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.